So let's review. The Mishnah on Daf Chof Aleph continues. Brosh Chadashim v'b'chayla shel Moed koyin arba. On Rosh Chodesh and Chol Moed, four people are oila to the Torah. Ein poichsin mehen ve'ein moisifin alein ve'ein maftirin b'navi. We do not add nor subtract from this number, nor do we read from the Navi. The Gemara inquires, Parshas Rosh Chodesh ketzad koyin oisa. How should we divide the psukim for the aliyahs on Rosh Chodesh? And the Gemara explains the dilemma. Tzavis b'nei Yisrael v'amarta aleim es karboni lachmi, havian tamnaya psuki, uviyam ha-shabbos havian trei, uv'roshe chodshechem havian chamisha. The first parasha has eight psukim, the second has two, and the third has five psukim. Now we have a rule, ein m'shayrin v'parasha poches mishloisha psukim. We always leave three psukim before the end of a parasha. Furthermore, ein maschilin v'parasha poches mishloisha psukim. We never begin a parasha by reading less than three psukim. Therefore, there's no way to divide the reading among four people. And there's a machlekes. Rav Amar Doilig. The first oiler reads three psukim. The second oiler repeats the third pasuk and adds two more. This leaves three psukim for the third oiler. Shmuel Amar Poisik. The third pasuk is divided in half between the first and the second oiler. The Gemara concludes like Rav, as we do. Hilchasa Doilig v'emtsoi Doilgan. The second oiler repeats the third pasuk. The Mishnah continues. Hapoiseach v'hachoisim b'Torah mevarech lefaneho ulacharel. The first and last ones to read from the Torah make the bracha before and after reading. The Mishnah concludes. Zeh haklal. Kol sheyesh by musaf ve'ein a yamtiv karin arba. Any day when we daven musaf, but it's not a yamtiv, four people read from the Torah. The Gemara inquires. Tainis tzibur ika musaf tfila b'kama. How many people are oil on a fast day? Even though there's no carbon musaf, but we do add a tefillah in Shemini Esrei. The Gemara cites an incident as proof. Rav ikla lebavel b'tainis tzibur. Rav was in Bavel on a tainis tzibur. Kam kara b'sifra, pasach brich chasim v'lay barich. He was called to the Torah and he made a bracha before his aliyah, but not after it. The Gemara assumes Rav b'Yisrael kara. He received the third aliyah because he was a Yisrael. If so, we can deduce chasim v'lay barich mishm d'boy l'mikri achrin b'asrei. He did not make a bracha after his reading because a fourth person was going to read after him. The Gemara rejects this proof. Rav b'kahani kara. Rav received the first aliyah because Shmuel nami mekefai b'kayef le l'rav. Even Shmuel, who was a kohen, was subordinate to Rav. However, generally, Rav yielded the first aliyah to Shmuel to honor him when he was present. But when Shmuel was not present, Rav allowed them to call him up for the first aliyah. The Gemara cites a brisa that clearly rules on this question. Zeh haklal. Kol sheyesh bo bitul molacha la'am, kigoyin tainis tzibur v'tishabav, koyin gimel. On a day where molacha is forbidden, including a tainis tzibur, only three people are oila, so as not to prolong the davening so that people can get back to work. She'ein bo bitul molacha la'am, kigoyin rosh chodeshim, v'chayla shel moed, koyin dalid. When molacha is permitted, such as on Rosh Chodesh, four people are oila. The Gemara explains the system for the number of aliyahs. Kol de tafile milsa mechavre tafile gavre yisera. Every day that has an additional component has an extra aliyah. Rosh Chodesh u'mayed di'ika karba musaf karen arba. On Rosh Chodesh and Chol Hamoed, since there's a karba musaf, we add a fourth aliyah. B'yamtiv to asa basiyas melacha chamisha. On Yamtiv, since it's forbidden to do melacha, we add a fifth aliyah. B'yame kippurim to onush kares shisha. On Yom Kippur, where melacha is punishable by kares, we add a sixth aliyah. Shabbos the Ika Isr Skila Shiva. On Shabbos, when Malacha is punishable by Skila, we add a seventh Aliyah. In the earlier incident with Rav, the Gemara records, Nafal Kula Alma An Payu V'Rav Lo Nafal Alapay. When everyone else fell on their faces to say Tachnun, Rav did not do so. And the Gemara explains, because Ritzpa Shal Avonim Hoysa, there was a stone floor in front of Rav. However, Kamei De Rav Havoy, it was only in front of Rav, but not in front of the people. 2. Alternately, Rav Pishut Yadayim Raglaim Have Ovid. Rav would bow fully, extending his hands and feet, and this is forbidden to be done on stone outside the Beis HaMikdash.